Well, you know, when JJ, when I met him at the seminar, this gal had already had neck pain, which caused extreme headaches and problems with vision and everything. When she went back, she discovered that she was, as a little boy in a monastery, was...
Orphanage?
Yeah. They cut the head off, cut his head off. And she said after that, after she went back and relived that, she said all that went away. She never had another problem. So you might find your head back.
Maybe.
He would even have problems on one side, like his strokes.
Yeah, do you ever get headaches on this one?
Well, that's what I meant.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Yeah, your headaches might go away because we live that.
But it's funny though, having had an experience of an emotional experience from a previous life, it feels real in this lifetime, even though you know it didn't happen in this lifetime. It doesn't last very long. But something every now and then will trigger it. I also had an emotional response in a past life regression. And although I can still remember having it, it's very real to me. Even if it wasn't this lifetime, it was very real, but it doesn't last. What I'm saying is, even if you're feeling sad right now and scared, it won't last long. Trying to comfort you.
Yeah, it's interesting. You got two parts of yourself that go back, the mental part and the emotional part. Sometimes the emotional part goes back 100%, the mental part 50%. That's what happened to Jerry. His emotional self went back really good. His mental part went back probably like 50%.
But JJ, it doesn't seem to be any kind of unresolved issue. Why would it bother him in this lifetime? Why the headaches? Why would he need to remember it to stop headaches?
Same thing happens when you're a little kid and you get shut in the closet. You have claustrophobia the rest of your life, even though you didn't do anything wrong.
In this lifetime.
Well, the same thing. It carries over. Same thing.
But that's what I'm saying. Why does it carry to the next lifetime?
Well, why does it carry in this lifetime? It doesn't seem fair either.
Because it happened in this lifetime.
Well, it happened in your whole lifetime is your all your life.
So let's say a traumatic event happened and I didn't deal with it and I didn't deal with it and I didn't deal with it. And each time I go into a life, I don't necessarily have to have a traumatic event in this life to have to fix a traumatic event from a couple lives ago?
No. Yeah, you could have a traumatic event 5 lifetimes ago that still has an influence on you.
Really?
Yeah. Karma carryover.
Does the spirit have kind of a DNA that it holds that stuff in, or is it just the memory of your soul?
Well, in your spiritual body, your what's called the permanent Adam, all the memories for there.
Of course.
Yeah.
We'll see what carries it.
So, if you had a traumatic experience in a past life, you really identified with it too strongly, then you'll carry results over in this life.
He has a really big issue about being betrayed, and I'm kind of like, well, people do it, get over it. But he really struggles with that. People betray him.
But now having something to work on,
it always makes an emotional response.
So if he can look back now and kind of analyze that, it'll
forgive it.
Maybe make it easier for him to trust people, make his headaches go away. So,
that's a good
thing. That's just the lights this time, huh?
I did. I just saw colors. It was kind of pulsing and popping. It was pleasant. I mean, it wasn't.
Okay, we took Melva into the future a while back, and so let's see how she does this time. Okay, close your eyes. Everybody be nice and quiet. Okay, Melva, relax your body. You're going to count to 3, and you're going to be in the same state of relaxation you were earlier. Just like when you were floating on that cloud. Floating on that cloud, feeling very good. 1, 2, 3. Now you're not floating on the cloud anymore, but you're very relaxed sitting in this chair, listening to my voice. Feeling very comfortable. Very comfortable. And visualize time as if it's on a track, as if there's a railroad car on a track, and if it moves backwards, it goes into the past. If it goes forward, it goes in the future. Now you see yourself getting in this car, and now you're at the controls, and you decide to go into the future. Or you can push it, you can see a lever that you can push. And you push this lever and the railroad car is moving ahead into the future. And there's a tabulation on a screen in front of you that tells you what year you're in. First of all, it says 2013. Okay, you're going to move forward. It starts to move forward. It says 2014, 2015. And so you go faster and faster, and you're moving way into the future. Way into the future. And you're going to pick a stop-off point. I'm going to count to three, and you're going to pick a stop-off point at an interesting time in the future. One, two, three. Stop the vehicle. What does it say on the screen? What year are you in?
2013,
huh? So you moved 1,000 years in the future. Okay, you're going to get out of the train and you look around. What's going on? What do you see?
It's like city of light, white. It's very peaceful and serene. Everything is just clear, a lot of light.
Okay, this is a city that you're in?
Seems to be a city. There seems to be a
You're looking around in the city, and you can identify with any part of the city or any person in the city. Now look around as if the city is your physical body almost. You can put yourself anywhere in this city. So put yourself in an interesting place and describe the surroundings.
It's like a clock tower. Everything seems to be very transparent. There doesn't seem to be... It's like there's no walls, or it's just clear. It's, you know, there's people. They seem transparent, like out of a glass or maybe a plastic, high, you know, very clear.
It's what just kind of transportation are they using?
People are walking.
Do they have any cars or vehicles to get in?
They're above. The transportation runs above the city. There isn't anything at ground level.
Really? Okay, let's suppose you want to go from this city to another city. How do you go about doing it?
There's vehicles that can take you. It's like super, very fast.
How do you get into one?
You have to go up. The stations, everything is above the city. There's a way to get there.
Okay, you go up these stations and you get way up there and then you enter the vehicle?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how many people are in one of these vehicles?
It depends. One, two, sometimes there's larger ones. There's smaller ones and larger ones. People seem to like to go, there's a lot more small ones than large ones.
And is there a lot of them?
Yeah, very steady stream.
Okay, you get into one of these vehicles and it's going to take you somewhere. Where are you going?
You can go lots of different places. You can travel about the planet, away from the planet.
You can go away from the planet? Can you go to the moon?
That's possible, but not many people seem to be doing that.
Is there a base on the moon?
No, I don't see one.
Don't see it?
Mm-mm.
Haven't really done that. How about other planets? Is there? Have they explored other planets?
To some degree. There's not... There doesn't seem to be... There just doesn't seem to be anything of too much interest at that point in time.
Mm-hmm. more interested in developing their thought.
Right.
Have they received any communications from aliens?
They think they have. But I don't see any. I'm trying to see if there's like newspapers or books. There just doesn't seem to be any
ironclad
conclusion or evidence. There's talk. They don't. It's not a lot.
Like it is today, where some people say there has been and others say there isn't.
Yeah, kind of like that, but there isn't a great deal of interest in it. It seems that if it happened, that it happened previously. It's not ongoing at this time. It was something previous.
What is the main thing that people are interested in this age?
Cooperation.
Is there peace on Earth?
There seems to be. There doesn't seem to be a great deal of. People seem to have purpose. They seem to be focused.
You're watching some of these people walk down the street, I want you to pick one out in particular. What kind of clothes does he wear? Would he fit in our society?
Well, it's just their clothes seem to be light. They're not like suits and ties, but it's not really.
Are they robes? Or?
Not like flowing robes.
What colors are they?
I see white, yellow. I don't know. The people seem.
Are they very colorful or kind of bland or what?
Just a variety of colors, but not. I don't see neon colors. I don't see just. They just seem kind of practical. It seems like it's like one piece.
Do the men and women dress similarly?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell the difference between them?
Yeah.
Yeah. But do the women still dress more feminine or is it really bright?
Their hair.
Their hair is different.
Their hair is different.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's nice. Women still look like women. Okay. I want you to survey this town either in. Take just a minute and absorb some of the things that you find interesting. You're going to look around it, and it's like the whole city is an extension of your being. So you can put yourself anywhere in the city you want, the library, city hall, police station, if they have them, wherever you want. And I want you to just concentrate on looking around, seeing what's interesting for just a minute. Okay, we're going to bring you back to the present. I'm going to count to three, and you'll remember very clearly everything you saw. One, coming back. Two, you're coming back more, and you're going to. And three, you're coming back feeling perfectly normal and well.
Could access.
Yeah.
It's like Akashic record watching where they could
access the past or something.
Access events as they happen.
Was
not
it a scientific process rather than psychic?
It seemed to involve it seemed like everything was clear, transparent, but it's, they seem to rely heavily on some type of a screen made up of crystals, but you couldn't, like, see, see the crystals? I'm not very technological.
It's interesting that all the transportation was on the air, so on the ground, we didn't have to pave everything, huh?
No.
That would be a good idea. Do you remember what the airships looked like? Did they use some type of electrical?
I don't know. They were...
Did they emit anything?
No emission. But they were, like, round. They won't just like kind of light a lot of, like, they were just round. Right. I don't know. They just kind of, yeah. M&M's like.
Okay, well, did you see any plants? Huh? Plants.
Plants.
You know, I really didn't see a lot of plants. I don't know why. It was more like, I didn't see trees, I didn't see flowers.
You didn't see trees
and
flowers, really? That's
cool. No, I did not see any trees or flowers. And I wasn't real sure I was on Earth. I felt more like I was in a cave.
Part of the meeting, we'll take our chairs and put them around in a circle.